the official explanation is that there is no relation whatsoever between the two. Britain has a very fast expanding commercial relationship with Libya dating back to 2002-2003 after the Libyans handed over the suspects in Lockerbie case, and then 2003 when Gaddafi ceased his nuclear program and sort of came in from the cold, and Tony Blair flew out in 2004 to see him. Since then, big increase in British investment, and in, particularly in the oil industry, and also the shifting of some Libyan funds, of some of their oil money, into London. But the Foreign Office is insisting there is no relation whatsoever between those interests and the discussions over Megrahi's fate, although it's clear that Megrahi and his possible release did come up in discussions with senior British officials.
And what do we know about pressure from Westminster to influence the decision of the Scottish government in this case?
Well, what we know is that British ministers, including Jack Straw, put pressure on the House of Commons to ratify a prisoner transfer agreement, which is one route in which Megrahi might be sent back to Libya. Just one of a handful of possible routes. And in putting pressure on the Commons to ratify that agreement, it was made clear that British commercial interests were, or Britain's bilateral relations with Libya were at stake.
And Britain's bilateral relations with Libya are very important commercially. I mean, can you explain, you know, what is the sort of commercial imperative behind this?
At the heart of it, of course, is oil. Libya has significant reserves. BP in 2007 signed their biggest exploration agreement anywhere with the Libyan government. It's worth at least $900 million, but possibly far more than that. Shell is in there as well. British Gas is in there. And Libya has this funds sloshing around, which can place wherever it likes. Britain would like to place as much as possible in the city.
And does that mean that Britain's ignoring Libya's human rights record?
Again, you know, the official line would be not at all. Britain, they would say the official line is that Libya is a rogue state that's coming from the cold, but it's inevitable that and it's clear that the Foreign Office has been less hard on Libya in recent years than other countries that are comparable. Now, to some extent, that's commercial interest. To some extent, too, it's a desire in Whitehall to reward Libya for discontinuing its nuclear program. There's a great imperative to show that Libya is being embraced and welcomed and invested in, whereas Iran, that has not agreed to cease its nuclear ambitions, is being increasingly isolated. So there's a desire to draw a very stark contrast between the two countries and their treatment.